This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's talk to our man, Brian McFadden, as we get ready for the draft. All Things Covered is the podcast with Patrick Peterson. And, of course, he played in the NFL. Two-time Super Bowl champion. Brian McFadden, I want to start first with the corners. You played the position. I'm sure you're probably more critical than most when you watch some of these guys and you're doing your evaluations. If there is a corner at eight, Who is that guy that we should be looking at if there is a corner that you like at eight? Who's that guy?
I want to be biased, but I can't be biased. I got to be, legit. I don't think there's a corner that's going to go inside the top 10.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
And that's no knock on this year's draft class when you look at cornerbacks, but it's not as impactful as it was last year when we saw Devon Witherspoon go five, I think, to Seattle. Right. So in regards to taking a corner at eight, if I'm Atlanta, I'm not sure I would be willing to do that. But when you look at the top corner that will come off the board anywhere outside the top 10 is how I see it. I think it's going to be Terrion Arnold, yeah. Cornerback from Alabama. And the reason why, he wasn't the fastest. He ran a 4.5, but when you turn his tape, guys, he doesn't play 4.5. He really excelled a year ago because, remember, going into 2023, Kool-Aid McKinstry was the guy that many felt like was the best corner, not just on Alabama's team, but the best corner in the country. Kool-Aid played pretty good football, but, of course, he was dealing with injuries throughout last year, clearly with that fractured foot, and, didn't really excel and put forth the effort that we thought he would, but Terrion Arnold did. So when you factor in how Terrion just emerged, the tackling that I love, and also, too, look at the elite competition that he played against week in and week out. When you look at playing against the guys from LSU, you look at playing against Georgia, Lat McConkey, and the rest of those guys. Hey, you look at playing against A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy from Texas. I mean, name me another corner that had played pro-style wide receivers as much as Terrion Arnold did last year in college football.
It's our man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. B, the thing is, we need edge rush, unless these guys are going to continue their development already on the roster. But one thing for certain, when you look at the depth chart, we got a young Clark Phillips, who we like his upside. We said he's maybe more suited to play nickel. They really got to find a starter to be opposite A.J. Terrell in this draft.
No question. I love Clark Phillips. I love him coming out of Utah. I love defensive backs from Utah and Washington because those guys are pro-ready. And I think Clark Phillips has an opportunity, especially inside when you look at his measurables and how instinctive and how his lateral movement kind of pertains more so to a nickel guy. I think he can excel. But also, too, Carl and Mike, we can't forget about the free agent cornerback class, the guys that are still available as well.
Right.
So when you look at some notable names like Stephon Gilmore, Xavier Howard, guys that are still, I feel like, starting material in the National Football League, and I don't think they will warrant, breaking the bank when you look at salary. That could be an option for Atlanta as well. I do believe Atlanta will draft a cornerback anywhere in the top three rounds. That's how I see it. But you still can add value in the free agency pool when you look at the cornerbacks that are still available in free agency.
Tell me you're with me. Don't tell me you're against me. Tell me you're with me when I say if one of these top wide receivers falls to eight, you got to take them.
Oh, no question. Yeah. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you're telling me if it's Rome. I don't care if you're telling me clearly Malik or Marvin. Like, if any one of those guys are available, throw out what you are trying to do for Atlanta and go get a difference maker.
Yes.
Right now. Go get a difference maker, and you better believe Kirk Cousins will be smiling from ear to ear. Now, that might not be the best position of need,
right,
but if one of those guys fall at eight, yeah, now you're cooking with gas. Now you could potentially have an offense with, you know, with Robinson, with Drake, with Kyle, with a Rome, with a Malik, ooh, or with a Marvin Harrison. Oh, my goodness, I got you guys fired up just throwing out those names as a hypothetical, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? But one thing we know about the draft, guys, we don't know. We've done, all of us, when you talk about being analysts, being fans of the sport, all of us has probably done a million mock drafts individually. And when we think we know, we don't know. And most of these organizations don't really know until that time is right there before their eyes. So
right,
if that happens, no question, there's nothing to think about. Go get one of those elite pass catchers.
Brian McFadden knows what he's talking about. Two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on Dukes and Bell. Yeah, I mean, look, if Roma Dunze is there, everything you just talked about, and now we're scoring a lot of points, and then the defense, you know, take some pressure off because other teams, if they can't play catch-up, they become one-dimensional. I mean, we have all the pieces right now for that Rams-style offense, but that puts us over the top. And then, do you like a guy like do you like one of the other, like, receivers from – I don't know, Brock Bowers is going to go before we pick. But do you like Ladd McConkey here? Because is he fit? He's not as big as Cooper Kupp, but that guy could be in the second round if we do something else in the first.
That's the thing, Mike. I mean, you can get high value at wide receiver in the second round. And the thing about Ladd McConkey, when you look at him, when you watch him play, he looks like he's 5'9", 5'10". But he's a six-footer.
Right.
He's a six-footer. Like, I was at the SEC championship game last year and I actually saw him. I was surprised because I thought he was like a little shrimp. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a smaller guy. But no, he has length. I love his route running ability. And he just plays football. He is a football player. I think Ladd McConkey, and I'll say this, you know, very, very, very carefully, right? I think Ladd McConkey has the ability to have a Puka-like Nacua effect to whatever organization drafts him. Now, hold on before everyone jumps on me,
all right?
I'm not saying he's going to put forth record-setting numbers, but remember how surprised Kuka – remember the surprise that Kuka gave all of us.
Right.
Like, we were like, whoa, what? Every week. Ladd McConkey can kind of do that because he has that type of skill set. Not to mention, what about Drew Prielstar from Florida? I love his game as well. There's so many high-level wide receivers in this draft. This might be the deepest wide receiver draft that I can remember when you talk about value. When you look at the quality and the quantity that's combined with these wide receivers. So, yeah, so Atlanta, like, when you talk about potential pass catcher, you don't necessarily got to get a difference maker in round one. You can find your guy in round two, and you will be smiling from ear to ear because he's
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Going to give you production.
So the latest rumor is that the Commanders, you know, might not go Jaden Daniels.
What? That's crazy talk.
Are they crazy? Like, are they going to reach and go J.J. McCarthy? Like, I'm not understanding this, but B, tell me, Jaden Daniels should be the second quarterback off the board, right? He should be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
See, I don't understand. Like, you know, I'm not in a position of power when it comes to drafting guys. I've never been in a position of power. But one thing I know I have, the same thing that you guys have is eyes, right? And I have the ability to read. That means I can look and I can read based on what these guys have done number-wise. Stats. Jaden Daniels, the last 2 years, has thrown only 7 interceptions and I think almost 60. A total of 60 touchdowns or something
right.
like that?
Right.
Right? This year, he was the best quarterback in college football. Last year, he was one of the best quarterbacks in his conference. What are we talking about? Why are we trying to say Drake May is a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels? We don't know what the future holds, but right now, as you see today, Jaden Daniels has been the best quarterback in college football last year and one of the top quarterbacks the last 2 years based on his numbers.
Right.
Drake May, real good player, but not on the level of Jaden Daniels. So what I look at, what I see this now, when I start hearing these rumblings, it reminds me a lot of another former North Carolina quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. Remember Trubisky when he came out?
Same jive. Same jive.
In the ACC.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't the best quarterback in the ACC. Yeah. They made him felt like he was that guy. Trubisky was not better than Deshaun Watson and, heck, a few other guys in the conference, but he went too. He got overdraft. Like, you should draft guys based on what you've seen them do, and then, of course, pair that with the potential. And then for people that say, well, Jaden Daniels had two first-round draft picks to throw the football to. All right, Malik Nabers was always a made man since his freshman campaign at LSU. But Brian Thomas, the year before, only had like 300 yards receiving in 2022. And one thing I know about good quarterbacks, guys, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, they make other guys look better than what they are.
They do.
Correct.
They do.
C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell. C.J. Stroud, Noah Brown. Like when Tom Brady was doing what he was doing, Pat Mahomes, even in the collegiate level, great quarterbacks make other guys look better. And that's what Jaden Daniels did with other pass catchers not named Malik Nabers a year ago.
The only knock on him, and I saw it in the FSU games, he does take a lot of contact. But can you coach that up and tell him, look, bro, you got to get down and just know when to risk your life and when to get out?
Yeah, we're going to coach that up, man. You can't be a reckless runner. Yeah. You got to be a smart runner. Like, get positive yards, get down. And see, when he gets to the National Football League, when he starts seeing some of those defenders who are 6'4", 6'5", running 4.4s and 4.5s, I don't think he's going to have to really emphasize getting down after they lay that Rydell on you one good time. But for him, he has to be a smarter runner. And that's it. That's my only knock on him. Sometimes he kind of holds the ball a little too long, and that comes with maturity and experience. But if you turn his tape on,
right,
you're going to be mesmerized about what he's done. And also, too, one caveat for Jaden Daniels, his defense was so bad, they had to score almost 40 points a game.
Right.
They had to because their defense couldn't stop anybody.
No, it was all on him. Again, the guy's got a cannon. He can run. He's also 6'4". I know. Remember RG3? Because if RG3 could have learned that, could his career have been something better? I mean, it just seems like that was self-preservation, an instinct he never had.
Yes, like – one of the best runners in college, in the NFL is Lamar Jackson. But you don't see people get good hits on Lamar Jackson.
Because
he knows how to get down.
Yep.
Yes, he's smart. Remember at Lamar at Louisville, he was fighting for every yard possible. But he learned, you know what, I gotta preserve my body. I got to make sure I protect my body. I got to get down. Russell Wilson, when he was more known to be a guy that can be mobile and scramble, he got down. Pat Mahomes. So for Jaden Daniels, if you want to be able to do what you need to do, you got to be healthy, and most importantly, get down. So I have no issue with that, man. Jaden Daniels is my wide receiver. I mean, my quarterback, too. There is no discussion. Heck, me personally, I like Michael Penix over Drake May.
A lot of people do. Hey, I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. There are people who have him as the number two quarterback on their boards. So I know it sounds crazy.
I would accept that. I would accept that more if you're telling me Drake May's the number two quarterback on the board. I would accept that more because film does not lie.
Yeah.
When you look at the last 2 years, look at what Michael Penix has done.
Yep. Yeah.
Playing quarterback.
Great stuff. We will chop it up next week after the first round of the draft next Friday. Can't wait to hear what you have to say about Thursday night and how it all goes down, man.
Hey, I just hope for Atlanta Falcons fans, next Friday when we talk, you guys feel so good about what happened Thursday night.
Me too.
Brian, just once, I want everybody on the same page. Never happened in this city, but it'd be nice to everybody. Kumbaya.
Me too.
Hey, listen. Hey, what? Because if they do something that surprises or kind of piss people off, I already know it's going to be a crazy rant coming from Carl. I know it's going to be a crazy rant coming from Mike, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, right, you know what? If you want to set us off, try us. Good stuff, B. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.